Cepheid metallicity in the Leavitt law. See metal survey. 2. High resolution spectroscopy of the most metal poor galactic Cepheids by E. Trentin et al. Classical Cepheids, DCEPs, are the first fundamental step in the calibration of the cosmological distance ladder. Furthermore, they represent powerful tracers in the context of galactic studies. We have collected high-resolution spectroscopy with UVES at VLT for a sample of 65 DCEPs. The majority of them are the faintest DCEPs ever observed in the Milky Way. For each target, we derived accurate atmospheric parameters, radial velocities, and abundances for 24 different species. The resulting iron abundances range between plus 0.3 and minus 1.1 dex, with the bulk of stars at Fe H, approximately minus 0.5 dex. Our sample includes the most metal-poor DCEPs observed so far with high-resolution spectroscopy. We complement our sample with literature data, obtaining a complete sample of 637 DCEPs, and use Gaia Early Data Release 3, EDR3, photometry to determine the distance of the DCEPs from the period-Wessenheit metallicity relation. Our more external data trace the outer arm, at galactocentric radius, RGC, approximately 16-18 kpc, which appears significantly warped. We investigate the metallicity gradient of the galactic disk using this large sample, finding a slope of minus 0.060 plus or minus 0.002 dex kpc1, in very good agreement with previous results based both on DCEPs and open clusters. We also report a possible break in the gradient at RGC equals 9.25 kpc, with slopes of minus 0.063 plus or minus 0.007 and minus 0.079 plus or minus 0.003 dex kpc1 for the inner and outer sample, respectively. The two slopes differ by more than 1 sigma. A more homogeneous and extended DCEP sample is needed to further test the plausibility of such a break. This was Cepheid metallicity in the Leavitt law. See metal survey. 2. High-resolution spectroscopy of the most metal-poor galactic Cepheids by E. Trentin et al.